Good morning, Dr. Judy, all the way in Guam this morning.
Most people don't even know where Guam is. I certainly didn't until I got on an airplane and got here.
It's like 6,000 miles away out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And
what time is it over there?
Well, it's 2 a.m.
Oh, look at you, trooper, joining us for therapy Thursday.
Thank you for waking up.
Where America's day begins.
Well, thank you for waking up in the middle of the night to talk about Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I mean, squeaky clean image becomes, and everybody's hero becomes serial cheater.
Yeah.
And what
now? You know, the odds of becoming a professional athlete in the first place are like 22,000 to 1. So, you know, when you grow up in that kind of an environment, you know, people just coddle you from a really young age and you start thinking you can do anything.
Seems like more and more people are cheating. Is that just what I'm getting fed because of the media, or are more and more people cheating?
Well, 30 to 60% of all married people cheat. Okay, that's statistically 30 to 60%.
Wow.
Okay? And people think that's probably even a conservative estimate.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, we are kind of hardwired as animals to not necessarily be monogamous our entire lives. So part of it is that we're kind of fighting our animal instincts by agreeing to enter into what we know intellectually and emotionally is a better frame, which is focusing on one person and really dedicating our lives and our relationships to one person.
Wow.
That's why marriages are a big deal, I guess, because you're devoting your whole entire life to them.
Now you're,
absolutely.
Now I'm sitting here thinking, maybe I'll just stay single forever.
Yeah.
Have a bunch of cats.
Uh-oh. Okay, so
you know, in the case of somebody who's a professional athlete or you know, who has a lot of power and a lot of fame, they really, you know, again, they've been coddled their whole lives. They really begin to perceive themselves as invincible as part of it. And, you know, they don't, nobody, when they have an extramarital affair, ever expects that they're going to get caught at what they're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And especially if you've grown up your whole life with people, you know, cleaning up your mess after you at every step of the way, you expect that you're going to get away with anything.
Well, it seems like Tiger wants to keep this personal. At least that's what he's kind of saying. Like, this is a private matter.
Well, he is saying it's a private matter, and in some ways, absolutely, it is a private matter. But, you know, with power and celebrity comes responsibility. And I think that that's something that people also have to keep in mind. His human measure of privacy, as he puts it, kind of becomes null and void when young, impressionable people are watching their heroes disintegrate and right in front of them.
Oh, and people love him. I was reading all the Twitter messages from all these celebrities and athletes, and usually athletes stick up for other athletes.
Right.
Not this time. People are bummed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You were my hero.
He was America's hero in many ways. And, you know, probably will continue off the tail end of this to again become, popular and a spokesperson and all that, but now with a tainted image. And that, you know, so it really changes how we perceive him as the public. And, you know, it's important really for him to kind of embrace this if possible and make it a teachable moment for people. I mean, that's really is kind of what happened with Rihanna and Chris Brown.
Yeah, he needs to do the Kobe Bryant thing, cry in front of everyone.
Right. Well, it seems like the wife is going to stick around so far.
So far, it seems that way.
And she's going to be a whole lot richer.
Yeah, that's very true. That gets us into the point of, you know, when somebody does cheat on you, do you stick around?
Can it work?
Well, it can. It can if both people in the relationship are really willing to work at it. And that's what it takes. And obviously, you're going to have to work with a professional. You can't just do it on your own because you're going to have to get to the underlying reasons of why that particular person cheated. And there are lots of different reasons why people actually make that choice in their lives.
Right. Well, let's throw that out there. You know, have you ever been cheated on? And what did you do? Did you dump the person or did you stay with them? How did it work out?
I'm seeing this guy. And I asked him why he left his fiance,
uh-huh.
And he said because he cheated on her with his best, with her friend.
Ooh.
And he had a baby of that girl. And I wanted to know if it could work out between him and me.
Wow.
So he's telling you that he cheated on his fiancée. Is that right?
Yeah, his ex-fiancée. Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, it doesn't bode well. I mean, it's good that at least he admitted it, you know, that he admitted what happened. But it doesn't sound like he really is terribly remorseful about what he did. And people tend to repeat their behaviors unless they really get to the root of why they did the behavior in the first place.
How long have you been seeing this guy, Ashley?
Probably about a week.
Oh, a week?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's a good time to be concerned.
Yeah.
A week is good. It's good that you know now.
Involved.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good thing. Exactly. Did he just openly just tell you, or did you find out through word of mouth?
I asked him.
Oh, wow. You felt something fishy was going on, huh?
Yeah.
What does your gut tell you?
Actually, it tells me to get away.
Follow that.
Yep.
Run for the hills, honey.
Exactly.
I think you should listen to your gut in this case.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Ashley. Well, thanks for calling in. Good luck with that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, it's Therapy Thursday with Dr. Judy Blumen. We're talking about cheating because of the whole Tiger Woods thing. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey. I actually have a story. I have been cheated on, but I left.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
So I was with this guy for like 3.5 years. He cheated, and that's one of my rule breakers. You know, you cheat, I'm done.
Yeah, I could never go back.
Don't enable these guys, no. Although it can work.
Ah! Yeah, I don't know, because I feel like, you know, when you cheat, like, all the trust is out the window. I don't feel like with me, my trust is everything. If I trust you, you know, once you break it, it's done. You know, we're done.
And that is like one of the most severe trust things that you could do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's so disrespectful to the relationship and to myself. You know, whoever's been cheated against is so disrespectful to, you know, on every point.
Now, right. Dr. Judy, you said that, yes, it's possible for couples to heal from someone cheating. And I want to know, during these therapy sessions, because right now Tiger's going through several a day, do you need to talk about specific details of, you know, what happened between him and that woman or whatever it might be?
Well, what we found is that it is important, as uncomfortable and as difficult as it is, to actually talk about some of the details in what happens in the cheating relationship, because otherwise now this is assuming that both of you are willing to work on trying to get this back together again, okay? If you're both willing to work on it, then yes, you do need to talk about it, because otherwise the other person is going to be forever questioning and wondering and, you know, really not feeling like they can really trust you at all if they don't know what really happened.
That sounds like a nightmare.
When I've been cheated on in the past, I pictured it in my brain and it would not go away. I mean, the act.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was in my brain like a movie that would just keep on looping over and over again, and it just made me furious.
The other thing is that, you know, serial cheating, and it appears from what we are hearing that Tiger Woods was involved in serial cheating, right? Multiple people. That's much more difficult to resolve than a one-time affair.
Ooh.
Because often it's linked to a personality characteristic, which is much more difficult to change.
Wow.
Wow. And that stems from, obviously, when you're a child, right?
Absolutely. It does. And again, we go back to the whole, you know, Tiger Woods was groomed to be an athlete from what, years old, right?
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, his entire life was spent being groomed to have a specific image and to you know, be on top of the world and be, you know, an icon and be somebody that we look up to and be somebody who indeed is in many ways invincible.
Wow.
And that creates, you know, a certain kind of personality that really expects that to be true in all facets of your life.
I think we're going to take
just your professional life.
We're going to take a little break, but we haven't talked about who cheats more, men or women.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that coming up in just a few. And, you know, if you've been cheated on, you know, give us a call.
Well, I'm pretty sure you guys are really familiar with that. My husband cheated on me. It's been almost 2 years now
with my best friend of, well, my ex-best friend of 12 years.
Oh, man.
We're doing okay. Like, I'm with him, and I do love him. I always have for the 8 years that we've actually been together. And that's not the first time he cheated on me. He's cheated on me in the past, too, before all of that.
Oh,
well,
wow.
My best friend has had her child that's supposed to be his. We're working on that. But my question is we're doing okay and everything, but I still have, you know, of course I'm going to have trust issues, but my question is I still have emotional outbursts. Like, I get, I'll be doing absolutely nothing, and then at the top of my head, I'll start thinking about this whole situation, what happened with my best friend, especially when times get rough because my best friend was the person that was always there, you know, when I needed somebody to talk to. So I was wondering if there's a way for me to get past that, if I can, you know, how can I forget? How can I try and at least let go?
Wow.
Heavy.
That is heavy.
It is, and it's very difficult to get to the point where you can really, truly trust the other person again. You know, it really means working on the underlying reasons why the cheating happened in the first place and getting your partner to be absolutely, brutally honest, and that's the key, brutally honest about what was going on with them in their own head and in their own emotional state.
Right, and I asked about that. I've sat down and we've talked about it numerous mm-hmm. times, and the only answer I can get from him is, I don't know. I honestly don't know, babe. And he keeps telling me that. But given our past, he's lied to me several times, and just about even little things. He used to just lie just so he could.
Wow.
And it's hard for me to trust what he's saying. So I want to believe him, but it gets really hard to trust him.
Right. Tiana, thank you for the call. Dr. Judy, why do men cheat? Or why do people cheat in general?
You know, there are lots of reasons why this happens. I mean, being really close or interdependent with someone who's other than the spouse can lead to cheating. Being around someone who you're, you know, sexually interested in, being around them a lot of the time, spending lots of time one-on-one with someone else or in separate interests and things where you're not doing things together as much with your spouse or partner. You're doing more things separately most of the time, mm-hmm. So you're not feeling really connected to your spouse or partner. And situations that create the sense of opportunity where you feel like you're not going to get caught. You know, so if you travel a lot, if you're in lots of situations where you really feel like it's not possible that your partner's going to find out what you're doing can also lead to it. And sometimes alcohol and drugs can also obviously play a
right.
factor.
How do you cheat-proof a relationship? How do you ensure that neither you nor the other person are going to cheat?
Well, you know, that really gets down to how do you have a healthy relationship, right?
Right.
And, you know, the first step really is being, you know, really cognizant of what the other person's emotional state is and staying in really good communication with your partner. That's really, you know, more than anything else what is important. Being approachable so that you really listen to your partner and really, you know, try to understand them and tell the truth in terms of your relationship with them. Appreciating the differences between you and they. You know, you can have a lot in common, but you also have to respect and appreciate the differences between you and your partner.
So would you say, let's ask the big question that, you know, who cheats more, men or women?
Well, statistically, men do cheat more, but that's changing as women gain more power in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not just a one-sex issue at all. And it really comes down to power, position, money, opportunity. And those are the things that seem to fuel the ability to cheat and the decision to cheat.
If you think someone's cheating on you, I mean, is that your problem or is there maybe some basis for reality?
Well, you know, obviously it could be either. It could be your own insecure attachment issues that are coming up, right, where you just can't trust anybody. But it could also be that, you know, you're seeing some signs that indicate that maybe there's a problem here that you should be paying attention to.
Wow.
And if you find out someone's cheating on you, what golf club do you use? Which one's better for the beating?
Beatings are about to begin.
Oh, boy.
I'm handing out lollipops and ass whoopings, and I'm all out of lollipops. Oh,
sorry. I mean, it's just too easy to make jokes.
It is. It's a sucky situation.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens and unfolds with this whole, you know, thing with Tiger and his wife and, you know, how many other women come forward and, you know.
Oh, great. Actually, I have something to confess. I'm kidding.
I don't know. Well, Dr. Judy, thank you for joining us 6,000 miles away in Guam.
2 a.m.
Jeez.
Happy day, as they say in Guam.
All right.
Very nice. Well, have a safe flight back. You'll be back in the States next week, right?
I'll be back in L.A.
All right, and I think what we're going to have to hit upon at some point, I don't know about next week, but the smoking thing, because Nikki is all over me.
I'm just saying.
Well, hypnotize somebody here to stop smoking just this week.
Oh, no kidding.
Look at that.
No kidding, and it worked.
Really?
You can save how much money? $3,600 a year.
Is that how much I spend?
Yes.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, Dr. Judy, thank you. Hey, what's your website so people can go check it out?
DrJudyBloom.com.
All right, have safe travel.